Yeah, Mishnah is Masechta Poro. Mishnah Aleph. Rabbi Eliezer says, Eglo, whenever the Torah says an eagle, Yishino Bashanosa, it always means a 1 year old. Up until it's 1 year old, it's called an eagle. You get to an eagle Aruf, Arufa, it's only kosher during its first year. Once it's a year old, it's puzzle. Uporo, when the Torah calls it for a poro, Bashtaim, it means when it started its second year, in the second year. In other words, the first year it's called an eagle, and then after its first year, first birthday, during the second year, then it's called already a par. That's called a bashtayim. The chacham say though, eglo bashtayim. No, even the first 2 years, the behem is still called an eagle. It's not fit yet to be a paradumi yet. It has to be at least 2 years old into the third year. O paro, when is it called the paro bashalish? When it goes into the third year. Oibas arboros into the fourth year. Because even though it's 3 or 4 years old, that's when it's called a paro. Meaning to say, that's the least being its third year, and it can't be more than 4 years old. Once it's 4 years old, then it's possible for a paro. Rabbi Meir says no. Af bas chomish kshera, even though it's 5 years old, still is kosher for paro for paraduma. Kshera has kena, no matter how old it is, like it's still kosher for paraduma. Elo. But just if you buy an older parah to be used for a parah duma, we do not wait with it, but rather shecht it right away, because you have to be afraid, shema tashchir, maybe like two of the hairs will turn black, shaloyti posel, the parah duma should not become posel. But this, if you buy a young parah duma, it's all red, you don't have to worry it'll change to become black so fast, you could wait. But if you buy an older parah, and it's all red, so you have to take care of it fast before it turns to be not to be afraid, and then it shouldn't turn black. Omer of Yeshua, Yeshua says, Lo shamati yela shloshes. I only heard over the word shloshes, that a par is only kosher shloshes, means to say bashalish. That's to be in the third year. Omer lo zechom tzabat of Yeshua mahaloshen shloshes. What's this loshen of shloshes? Like, why don't you say shlishes? What do you mean by shloshes? So he says, Omer lehem. So Yeshua said back, Hach shamati stam. That's the way I heard. I heard the locherish loshes, meaning it has to be in his third year. Now, Ben Azai says, Ani Afarish, I'll explain why he said the loshen of shloshes and not the loshen of shlishes. In Moimer ato shlishes, if you would have said the word shlishes, liacheris b'minyan, maybe mean to say it should be the third born. That's what it means. But when you said Loshna Shloshis, that means Bashalosh Shalom has to be in his third year. That's when it's kosher. And not more. Not once it's 3 years old, it's already possible for Paraduma. Kiyotza boy, the same thing Amr was said like this. Kerem Revoy. We know the first 3 years that the fruits grow, it's called Orlo. The fourth year has a special loch of Kerem Revoy. It has loch like Maisa Sheni, that you could be prayed through it. Or else even Yerushalayim. But this sheet of Kerem Revoy holds that only applies to Kerem, only to grapes, not to other fruits. Other fruits, the fourth year, it's Mutter. The Omer Lo, they said to him, Ma Loshen Revoy, what's the Loshen of Revoy? Is Omer Lahem. So he said to him like this, Kach Shemat Istam, this is the way I heard. Omer Ben Azai said, Ani Afar shall explain. Emoy Ma'at Revi, if you would have said Kerem Revi, Lacherim Beminyan. Means like the fourth vineyard that the owner owns. When you say revoy, ben arbishonim, it means the fourth year. It means the fourth year that it's grown. This vine, the teres havloch of kerem revoy, it has kedusha to it. You can only eat it in Yerushalayim or else if you pray to it. Yaitzabai, another similar loch was said, Amr was said, hoicha v'beis ha-menuga. If somebody eats in a house that has a nega there, pras, eat from it a bread, Misholish Nakav, that this bread is the size that you make three breads from a kav of chitin. So, and this is the halacha, that if you're wearing clothing and you go into a house that has a nega there, so if you wait in the house this length of time that it takes you to eat a pras, a chatzah, half a loaf of bread, so the begodim become tamed. So how big is this bread? It's a bread that three of them make a kav. Omuloy, they said back to him, Emma Mishmoina Esra Lassaw, why don't you say it's 1/18 of a saw? Why don't you say this Lashin of a saw? Amalahem, he said back, Kach Shemati Stam, this is the way I heard, to re of a calf. So Amar ben Azza, ben Azza says, Ani HaFarash, I'll explain why it was said 3 to a calf and not 18 to a saw, which usually you count by a saw. He said like this, Imay Mirat to Misholosh the calf, if you say 3 from a calf, Ein Bechala, it's not a shear to take off Chala yet, so you don't have to take off minus the shear, the amount of Chala that you take off. But a Gesherat, Oimeh, Mishmein Osa L'saw, once you count 18 to a saw, Miyatosai Chalosai, you're taking away its Chala. Meaning to say, once you have a cheshbon of a saw, that's the amount of wheat light that's mechuyev in chala. Then you have to worry about if you take off the shear chala or not. So we don't want to talk about taking off the shear chala. Therefore, we say this pras, this bread is a bread, that 3 of them make up a kav of chitin. Mishneh Beis. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Purim b'nei shnayim. What Torah says, Purim means a pur. That's 2 years old. It has to be in its second year. Shinemar Apostle says, Upar Sheni ben Bokra Tikach Lechatis. So that's extra lotion of Par Sheni. So we darsh and Par Sheni means it has to be in its second year. That's called the Par. The Chom Maimim the Chom say, Af B'nei Sholosh. Even when it's in its third year, it's all still called the Par. Still kosher. Rabbi Meiroimna Af B'nei Arbo B'nei Chamishik Sherim. Even if it's 4 or 5 years old, still is kosher for power. El only shein nevi'in zekein mifnei hakovet, like lechatchila to genai to bring an older animal for a korban. So lechatchila should bring a younger one. But did he ever do it's kosher? Mishneh Gimel. Kfosim, when the Torah says kfosim aleim, that's b'nei shon, it's the first year old. During its first year. V'yelim is b'nei shtayim. Again, V'elim b'nei shnayim. The Torah says an ayel, a ram, that's when it's in its second year already. V'chulam miyom liyom. You count it exactly from the day it was born, exactly a full year. The first full year is called a keves. After that, it's called an ayel. Now, what's going to be ben shloish osa chodesh? Let's say it's exactly 13 months old. In other words, past its year, but it didn't finish its 13th month yet. It's in that first month of the second year. The locher is ainoi kosher lerli ayel lerli keves. It's not kosher, not for korban that needs an ayel, and not for lamb. It's too old for lamb, and it's too young yet for an ayel. And Rabbi Tarfin Korea palgus. Rabbi Tarfin used to call this animal when it's 13 months old a palgus. Ben Azai Korea noiket. He called it a noiket. Rabbi Shmuel Korea peroch digmo. Kids said this animal that's 13 months old is lamb. That's 13 months old, it's possible for a keves, and it's not kosher for an ayel yet. Hikrivu, let's say though you do bring it, you made a neder to bring an ayel or a keves, and you bring this, the locher is the korban is kosher. And therefore, maybe all of nischial, you have to bring the nesochim of it, the same way you bring for an ayel. But le'olulay mizivkle, you're not yotzi a neder. Like if you made a neder to bring a keves or to bring an ayel, you're not yotzi a chayv, because it's not a keves, not an ayel. Even though b'dievet, the korban is kosher, you still bring it. And you have to bring the nesachim of an ayel, which is shnei yisrein and solus, or shlish yisahin shemen. Now again, v'loyolu loy mezivcha, but you're not yotzi a neder. Then the Mishnah says, ben shloish osa chodesh v'yonechod, once it's already 13 months old in one day, it's in its 14th month, then I raise the ayel. Then this lamb becomes into an ayel, and now it's kosher for korban for an ayel. Mishnah Dalet. Chatis ad siba v'yoloseim. A chatis from a korban siba, which means either the siba rosh chadoshim, rosheim toivim, so v'yoloseim and the korban elul that comes with it, or else chatis ha-yochid, a chatis that a yochid brings, v'yoshem nozir, the yoshem that a nozir has to bring, v'yoshem mitzor that a mitzor has to bring, is kesherim miyom shloshim v'holo. This is kosher after 30 days old. The Torah says by these, a heavy keves ben shenos, you have to bring a lamb 1 year old. So after a year old, it's possible. But how young could you bring it? After 30 days. Even though really it's kosher, like Mishnah says, in the grief of Yom Shemini, if you bring it when it's 8 days old, it's also kosher with kosher. Just like a chidul, though, you should wait till it's 30 days old. It's not so nice to bring such a young one 8 days old. Nedorim Medovois, Habachor, V'yamaisa, V'yapesach, Sherim Yem Hashmini V'holo. These kabbonis that you bring, the Torah and Neder and Nedova, that you yourself are Mechayv yourself to bring it, then you're allowed to bring it, even though it's only 8 days old. Same thing of a Chor B'maisa is not something you have a chiyuv to bring. Only something that you have a chiyuv to bring, like a mitzvah or a nazir, then it's not nice to be yotzi yechayiv with the 8-day-old baby, a korban. But if you have to bring it not because of a chayiv, because you are mechayiv yourself, or else a korban Pesach, then that's koshim yom hashmini v'holo. V'yaf yom hashmini, even on the 8th day also, you could bring it for a korban. Yeah, perek sheni. Rabbi Elezer says, poras chatis hamuberis. If you have a pora duma, that's muberis. It's pregnant. Halachas ksheira, still you're allowed to use it. Because the uber is called like the goof of the pora, and it's not called like the pora is carrying, doing malacha. The chachomim poistin, the chom say, no, it's possible for pora duma. Because they hold the uber is lav yerechimai. The uber is called like a thing by itself, and therefore the mother's carrying is doing malacha, it's possible. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, Eino nil kachas min hagoyim. You're not allowed to buy a paraduma off a guy. You can't buy it off a guy. Because with a choshid al revia, and with choshid, remember they were revered, they live with the animal. V'chachomim achshir, the chom say, no, it's kosher, we're not afraid of this. V'loi zubuvad, not only over here of the machlokes, ela kol korbonas hatzibur. V'hayochid, any korban tzibur, and a yochid. Boy, you may order it from Chutz Loretz. You can get it from Chutz Loretz, meaning you can buy it off the Goyim, as we brought from Eretz Yisrael, min ha'chodesh min ha'yoshim, from this year's crop or from last year's crop. Chutz min ha'imer, only the mincha that you bring for Korban Oimer, that's brought on the second day of Pesach, Rosh Hashtei Alechem, that's brought on Shavuos, she'enem boyim ele min ha'chodesh min ha'oretz. If you're going to come from the new crop, the Oimer is coming from Bali, the first crop of Bali, the new crop of barley that's brought in the second day of Pesach, and Shtelechem is brought from the new, from the Chodesh of wheat. So these two have to be brought only from Chodesh, the new crop, and only from crop that grew in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Loretz. Mishneh Beis. Poro shekarneot lofeo shchorim. Have a poro aduma, that its horns and its hooves are black. So yogurt, the eitzer is cut it off. He left only with red, it will be kosher. What's going to be gal galo ayin? Let's say like the apple inside the eye, the ball of the eye, vashnaim or the teeth, vihaloshin its tongue. Einam poisim apora. Even though they're not red, it's not possible apora. These things do not have to be red. Viha neses latia, the midget, the very small one. Share also is kosher for apora aduma. Hoisobo yabelis, let's say it had a growth, has like a wood growing on the apora aduma. V'chatochoi, and you cut it off. So if you the person, if you don't dispossil, the poor is possible. If Shimon Aimer, it depends. Kamokam shenita v'loi helo mekoimoi seir odoim psula. Means if the part that you cut off the wood, it did not grow back again, the red hair, so that's possible. But mashmalo, if red hair grows back again in that place, then it would be kosher. However, if you don't dispossil, even though the red hair grows back again, because if you'd hold, the new hair that grows is not as red as the old hair. So it's a shinui, so it'd also be possible. Mishnah Gimel. Yoytzei doifel, let's say you have a poro that did not have a normal birth, but came out through the side, or else we call it cesarean by a person. The esnan, or else a poro that was given to a zayna for a present for the pay of the znus, or else a mechir, you wanted to buy a dog and you paid with a poro, so psula. And not let you use such a pora for a pora duma for a korban. Rabbi Eliezer Machshav, Eliezer says no, it could be used for a pora duma. Shneimer, the pasuk says loisavi esnan zoino mechir kelev beis Hashem lekecho. And not let bring the pay up for a zoino, or else what you sell bought for a dog to the beis Hashem lekecho. Machshav for a korban, you can't bring it. V'yein zu bol abayis machshenkin the pora duma. It's avoided not on the mizbech, not on the bayis. It wouldn't have this psul. Call ha-mumim ha-poistim b'mukdashim, any mum that passes a regular korban is poistim of a par, who then also passed by a paraduma. The Torah calls a paraduma chattis, has left like a korban, that all the psulim will be possible here also. Rocha voleh, let's say you rode on top of the paro, nishimaleh, or just put your weight, you leaned over the paraduma, nisla biznova, you hung something on its tail, ovar bo, or else you went through the river with it. Meaning you were going through a river And obviously it helped you a little bit, like you leaned on or you held on to it, it should help you go through the river. So in all these cases, the parah is possible for parah aduma, because it's called you did malacha with it. What's going to be kippah l'leah samaser? You take the rain and you fold it over and put it on top of the parah, or else nosan talis l'leah, you spread your own talis, your own coat, on top of the parah psula. All these cases, the parah aduma is psula, because the pasuk says, ha-shaloyol l'leah oil, that no work, or else ha-shaloy ubad bo. No work was done, nothing, no weight was put on top of it. But here that the parah already carried something, or that it was doing work, it's psula. Avok shora b'moisera. Let's say though you tie your rein around it for the purpose of watching the parah itself. Ros also lo sando b'shvil shle tachlet. You make shoes for the parah that shouldn't slip. Ros parah talis olev b'nei hazvuvim. There are a lot of flies around, you want to protect it from the fly, so you spread your talis over the parah. Then shera, that does not pass all the parah duma. Zeh aklal, this is the general rule. Kol shul letzorko, if you're doing it for your own sake, for the sake of the parah, shera, it's not called work, it's called you're doing it for the sake of the parah. But the surach achi, if you're doing this for some other purpose, for yourself or for some other purpose, then psula, that's called you did a malach, it's called you carried something, then the parah would be psula. Mishneh Dalet, shochein oleho oif. Let's say a bird rested on top of the parah, so kshera, still called posel, it's still kosher. Since it wasn't done b'rotzen habaylim, it happens by itself, so it's kosher. What's going to be ol oleh hazochor? Let's say though a male goes on top of the parah duma, then psula, that's called an avoyda was done. Because we say that the owner is zichah nicha, the fact that the zochor went on top of the parah. And even though maybe the baylim is not happy right now because it's passing the parah, but since if it wouldn't be for the psula of the parah, you'd be happy the fact your parah is becoming pregnant. So that's called yinichalei, that's called an avoido, that the parah becomes posel. Rabbi Yehuda says, in hello psula, if the owner put the parah on top of, put the zohar on top of the parah, then take it psula. But the meyatzma of the zohar went on top of him by himself, the owner did not do it, then it's kshera. In other words, as long as it's not done with the das of the bailim, it still remains kosher. But if the bailim knows about it and is happy, even though lav dafka the owner has to put him on top, even though it went up by itself, if the owner will be happy, he'll also agree it would be possible. Mishnah Hey, ho yubo shtei sairus shcheres. Let's say the poradum had two black ears, oy levonois b'tergumachas, because they had two white ears in one hole, like in one guma. Slachas psula, still that's called psula. The Torah says parah aduma tamim, it has to be complete, red and nothing else, not black and not white. Rabbi Yehuda says afilu b'tor koy sechah, come out the same thing, even though his two hairs come out of the same koy, same pocket like, so still it's psula. What's going to be hoyu b'tor shnei koyses? Let's say they're in two different pockets, ve'imachicha zu ezu, and you could tell now that they're two separate hairs. So locher is psula. That's possible. It's called this parah aduma has two other hairs, not red. It's psula. Rabbi Kiva Vaymino, afilu abu, afilu chamesh, even four or five hairs, vehem fuzaris, and they're spread out. So locher is yitloish. All you have to do is just pull them out. You pull out the black hairs, you left only with red hairs, so remain shera. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lezer says, afilu chamishim, even if you have 50 black hairs spread out. As long as there's not two together, you could just pull them out, and it'll be kosher. Rabbi Yeshua ben Maseiro Aimer, afilo achas b'roisho v'yachas v'znov apsul. He holds no, that there's no heter to pull out the two hairs. Therefore, even if you have only one black hair on the head of the parah, and one black hair on the tail of the parah, still it's psula. What's going to be hoyu bo shtei soros? It has two hairs. That ikron mashchir, by the roots which starts to grow, it's like a black. But veroishin madim, on the top of it, is already red. Or else the opposite way. Ikron madim, by the roots of the hairs, they're red. But veroishin, the tip of the hairs, mashchir, it's black. So what's the halacha? Hakol herlach achar anira. It goes after the way we see it. Meaning the tip of it. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Those are the words of Rabbi Meir. From the tip that we only see red, still would be kosher. Even though really it's black by its roots. V'chachomim oimim, the chomim say no. Achar ikr, we go bust the ikr of these hair. And therefore, since the ikr is black, it'll be psula. Now, the law here is like the Tanakama, that really, if the black hairs are spread out different parts of the body of the paraduma, she'll have to just pull out the hair, and the par will still be ksheira. Only in the ratio of the Tanakama says when you have two hairs, two black hairs, and one guma, so then they're close together, then you can't pull them out, then it doesn't look nice, therefore that makes a psul in the parah. As long as you only have one hair here and one hair there, even though there are 20, 30 hairs, you could pull them out. And if you pull them out, you're only left with red hairs, then the parah would still be ksheira. Perek Shlishi, Mishnalov, Shivas Yomim Koidim L'Sreifas HaParah. 7 days before they go, the Kohen goes to burn the parah. So Mafrishin Kohen HaSreifas HaParah MiBeisai. We separate, we take away the Kohen from his own private house, and we bring it lalishcha into the Beis Hamikdash, to the lishcha, the special room, shal pnei habira, which is by the face, the beginning of the bira. We realize some machlekes in the Gemara what exactly bira means. Does bira mean the Har HaBayis, or does bira, that a special place in the Beis Hamikdash that was called the bira? But he used to separate the kohen before he went to burn the paraduma 7 days before. And we dash this from Sukkim, the same way the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur had to be separated 7 days. Hoding the Kohen now before he burns the Paros has to be separated 7 days. Now where was this Bira? It was at Tzafon Mizrach on the northeast side of the Mikdash. On the Har HaBayis. Obeis Evan Hoysen Nikreis. It was called the house, the stone house. Now Omazen Olov, they would also sprinkle upon him, upon the Kohen, Kol Shiva Sayamim. All 7 days that he's there preparing himself for burning the paraduma, and we wanted to make sure the first that he's tore, so on a chashash that maybe had a Thomas Mace on him, we have to sprinkle on him all 7 days. And this sheet holds that hazor bizman is a mitzvah. Like, therefore, we have to be afraid maybe the Kohen became Tomei 3 days ago, and today is the third day that there's a mitzvah to make the hazor today. And every single day is like that. The Sotid, maybe today is the third or seventh day. And this she told, it's a mitzvah to do it this manner. Therefore, all 7 days you have to sprinkle the mehazor on the kohen. Because otherwise, if you weren't told it's a mitzvah, so then why do you care, even though he was tummy 3 days ago, so what? Let's wait now till the third day we'll sprinkle on him, and the seventh day we'll sprinkle on him. And Mamonashach will be tor. But since we all know, just like the sheet that holds tefillah this manner is a mitzvah, that the first time you could go to the mikvah, it's a mitzvah to go then to make yourself tor. Or then there's also the mitzvah to do it this manner. So that's this man every day here. We have a suffix every day, maybe this man, to make that zor. So that's called the mazanol of kol shivas yomim. And mikol chatoy shoyu shom. All the chatoys, any paraduma they ever burnt before, used to save some of it. And now when they went to make this hazor on the koyin, they would take out some afer from all the paradumas that were burnt already. Rabbi Yossi says, Loho Yamazin Olav Ela Bashlishu Bashri Bovad. No, you only had a sprinkle on him only the third and seventh day. He does not hold Hazor Bizman as a mitzvah, and therefore, no matter when, even if a Kohen was Tomei, it doesn't make a difference when, if we're Mazor on him now the third day and the seventh day, and then he goes to the mikvah, he becomes Tor from Tumas Meis. Rabbi Chanin Eskanakanam says, Ala Kohen Asar Vesaporah. The Kohen that's meant to burn the paraduma, mazen kol shivas hayom. Yes, we have to be mazen on him all 7 days, because halacha, all 7 days. But v'yal shiyom hakipurim, that they were mafresh the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur 7 days. Then lehoyu mazen olav ela b'shlishu u'bashvi bavad. They didn't have to sprinkle on him only the third and seventh day. Would there be mazen on him from the mechatis? So comes out really, B'chalinus Kanakanam holds that really Hazor Bizman is not a mitzvah. You don't badafka have to do it the third day from the day you became Tomei. Therefore, on Yom Kippur, you only mazda the third day and the seventh day, not every day. But still, he holds us the Chumrah from the Paraduma. We have a lot of Chumras, like we'll see. Therefore, he made a special Taira to be mazda every day of the 7 days. And the special Chumrah we make because we know that later there's a Kalas here. That the Tzdukim used to say that a person that's Heru Shemesh, that a Tful Yom cannot be Mazav from the Paraduma. And we all know a Tful Yom could. So therefore they gave a special Kalas that they made the Kohen into a Tful Yom. So because they made one Kalas, we'll see later, they made a lot of other Chumras to make up for it. Now Mishnah Beis. Chatzeirois Hoy Yerushalayim. There were special courtyards in Yerushalayim, Benuyas, that were built agave cellar on top of the stone to make a mechitz. Even if there was a maze buried underneath, the tumah would not come up. And also v'sachtehem cholul. They made sure that there was a space, an airspace of an amah there, that would also be mafsig, that the tumah would not go up. To make it into an oil, it would stop the tumah. That's the lach. If there's ground directly on top of the mace, the tumah shoots up straight. So when you have the dirt directly on top of the mace, so the tumah shoots up. But if there's a hole, if there's a space of a tefach of air, then the tumah does not shoot up. So why did they do all this? If they kever at time, we want to make sure there was no mace buried, no kever buried underneath. The kitza now umeviyin noshim ubaroth used to bring pregnant ladies there. The yoldosham, they would give birth on this chutzar, on this ground, that for sure there's no tumas mace there. Umegadle shamas b'nim, and we would raise the children there. Umeviyin shvarm, then we would bring axes there. We are gabeyin losses on top of the axes. They were like doors. Now these kids that were for sure tore, never got in contact with the mace yet, now sat on top of these doors. That also is a hefsek, a mafsek, if there be any tumor underneath. And the koiso shalevim the yodim, they would hold a stone cup in the hand. Hegil ishluach, they bring these kids to shluach, that's the river, the flow, where they would fetch the mayim chayim from the shluach, the well of water. Yordu, the kids came down. Umilam, they filled up their stone cup with water. How many are stones? So it's not makabel tumah. The yolu, they went back up on top of the shvarim. The yoshu, they sat on agabem on top of them. Rabbi Yosef says no. Mimkoymi hoyu mishal shalom amalei. The kids did not come down off the shvarim again a chumra a mile in Tyra, but rather they just stayed on top of the paras. And they lowered it down, their cup, into the mei shaluach, into the water, and then they would fetch the water and bring it up. That's where they got the mayim chayim, and they did all this to make sure they would remain Torah, that they did not come in contact with any type of tumah. Now these kids were 8 years old, and not more, in order to make sure there shouldn't be a chash of tumas keri. So these kids were mamash 100% Torah. These are the kids they used to fetch the water for the mei chattis. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Bo laharabayis. Now they traveled, these kids, on top of the shvarim, and they came to the harabayis, to the base of Migdash. V'yordo. There they got off the shvarim. Why? Because harabayis v'yazoris tachteim cholm of mekev ratoim. Because anyway, once he got into the harabayis, there we don't have to be afraid of any tumas mace. Because the harabayis also was built, elevated a little bit of cholol, a tefach off the ground, that there would be a mechitza that the tumah would not come up. Yes, said before now, but Lord Afanam means a tefach. As long as there's a space, a tefach, it also stops the tumah from going up. So therefore, once you got into Harabayis, it was okay, you can come off the shvarim. Uve pesach wa azoru hoyu mesukin. Kolol shel chatos. Said by the entrance of the Azoru, which this was the Shar HaMizrach, on the east entrance of the Ezras Noshim, so there's mesukin there, kolol shel chatos means a kad, a pitcher, a stone pitcher that inside it had aether of the para, had a lot of ashes from the para duma. So that's called Uve Pesach Hazaroyim Sukin Kolo Shachatois. Now Mevian Zohar Sharachelim. They brought now a rochel, a zohar, a male goat, the Koshrin Chevel Ben Karnov, and they tied a string, a rope, between its horns. Of this rochel, the koshrin makel used to tie onto it a stick, or mesabech b'roishoy shechevel, and used to be like twisted around the string around the head, or the head of the string would be twisted around this stick. Now the zorka, what they do is zorka torcha kolol, they would throw this stick, this makel hamesabech, that the stick had a lot of branches there. And now they put this stick with the branches inside this kolol, inside this stone pitcher that had the offer, the afer of the paraduma there. The yivazorka toich hakolol. Now umakes hazorka. Now they would hit this zorka. They would hit the goat. The near tolachur, but it would jump backwards, and that would like pull the stick out, and therefore the offer would come out also. So they did all this b'kitza to be noyig b'tayra, that no person should like touch the yefer with no kli that could mekabel tuma, to make sure the yefer also came out completely b'tayra. Because only the stick, the pshut the kli yetz, doesn't have a shame kli on it. It was the one that made the yefer, the offer of the parah, come out of its pitcher. Now v'noytel, now they would take this offer u'mekadesh, they would put the offer into the water, into the mayim chayim that he has in the kais. You have to have a lot of eifer there, a lot of dust there, ashes from the parah, that you can see the ashes on top of the water. Rabbi Yossi says, don't give any place, any makom, tzdukim, to tell us what to do. Meaning to say, don't give the tzdukim a right, the place, to start laughing at us. What are we doing? If we don't have to do it, don't do it. So you didn't have to put the stick in to get the eifer out, but rather, Elohu Neitel Makadish, the tinnik itself, would put his hand in and take the eifer out and put it straight into the water to be mekadish in a normal manner, so that tzedukim would not come to laugh at us. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. You're up to Mishnah Dalet. Lohoyu oisin loichates agabichates. That means, if you metire yourself to work for one poros chatis, and something happened to that paraduma, so whatever you did for that one does not help for another paraduma, you have to start over again. Whether you made these kids for one paraduma, whether you fetched the water for one para, that's called ein oisin loichates agabichates. What you did for one paraduma does not help for another paraduma. V'loitinek agabichaveroi. Meaning to say, let's say before where we were metayer these kids that they should be used to fetch the water from the Meshaluach, let's say the kid had a friend there that he also watched himself not to become Tomei, but it wasn't done with shame, Tyrus Paraduma. It was only Stam a friend. That's called Leitnik Agabi Chaveroi, that the kid can't take along his friend to help if his friend's Tyra was not done with shame, the Paraduma. Otsuichen Hoyo Atinoikas Lahazis. Now the children themselves, before they sprinkle the mechatis on the koyin, they had to sprinkle one upon the other, just in case lu yitzu they became tomei. We had to make sure they were torah. These are the words of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva says no. You don't have to sprinkle the mechatis one tinnik on the other tinnik. We prepared them all these times to make sure they were torah. We're not afraid they became tomei. Mishnah Hay. Now Mishnah Hay, Loimotsu Misheva. Let's say they did not find ashes from the last seven paradumas that were done. So Lochar is, Oisi Mishesh, just take ten ashes from six paradumas that were done already. As at the Mishnah before, we had said that the Mazah upon the Kohen all 7 days from the seven paras that were made already. Now it says, Michomesh, Miyaba, Misholosh, Mishtaim, Miyachas. If you only can find from 5 or from 4 or from 3 or from 1, also it's good. It's only the chetchilah you're supposed to sprinkle on him from all the aphids. But if you only find just from 1, as much as you find, that's also good. Now, miyason, where do we have the 7 paradumas? Harishoyna osa Moshe. The first paraduma Moshe Rabbeinu made. Vihashni osa Ezra. The second paraduma was done vizmeshach debayesh hasheni. As Ezra made the second one. So it comes out that throughout the whole Bayis HaRishon, they didn't have a paraduma. Moshe's para lasted throughout the whole Bayis HaRishon. Ezra made the second paraduma. Then B'chomesh Mi'ezra V'elach, during the Bayis HaSheni, there were 5 more paradumas brought. Tiber Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. V'chachom Mar Nechom say, Sheva Mi'ezra V'elach, no, 7 were made from Ezra's time onwards. There's a 7 that the Mishnah says is talking about that was done from Ezra until the Churban of Bayis HaSheni. Now, Mi'a's son, who brought these 7? Shimon HaTzadik, the Yochanan Kohen Gadol, also Shtayim. Each one of them brought 2, so therefore that's how you have 4. Eliyahenai ben Hakoif, he brought 1. Vachanamel Hamitzri, he brought 1. V'Yishmoel ben Piovi, also Achasachas. These all brought 1 apiece. That's how we have 4 and 3 make 7. These are the 7 paradumas that were brought during the Bayis HaSheni. That's what the first Mishnah means. Before, we have to take the ashes from all these seven paras to sprinkle on the kohen now that's going to be served the next paraduma. Now, Mishnah Vov, the kevesh means like a plank, and there's a type of a bridge. Hoyoisen they made Nahar HaBayis Lara Mishcha. From the Har HaBayis, the Mokma Migdosh, until the Har HaMishcha, the Har HaZesim. That's where they made the paraduma, so they had a bridge in order to be able to walk from there to there without going over any tumah. Now, this bridge was made, Kippun Agabi Kippun, means arches on top of arches. The Kippa Kneged Oitam. And there was an arch over every structure, every item, like every Kneged HaYisoid. Then they had a special arch. Why? To make sure that even if there would be a mace buried underneath, there'd be mechitzas like that would stop the tumah from coming up, that the people would not become tumah when they walked from the Har HaBayis to the Har HaMishcha. So now the Mishnah often says, Sheboy, like over this bridge, Koyin HaSarif HaSaporo, the Koyin that was going to burn the poro by the Har HaZesim, he walked from the Har HaBayis to the Har HaZesim over this bridge. Ufaru Huadin, they made the Paraduma walk over this bridge. V'chol Misadeh, whoever's going to help along in the Paraduma. Yoitzim Har HaMishcha, they went out to the Har HaMishcha, to the Har HaZesim, over this bridge. Mishnah Zayin. Lohoisa Para Roitzalotzes. What's going to be in the case that the Paraduma does not want to go over the bridge, doesn't want to walk? So Lohori is Ein Moitzini Moshchaira. You're not allowed to like, have a companion, another Para, that has black hair, walk with it. But this, if you have another one walking, maybe the paradum would want to walk also. That you cannot do. Why? Shalai Yerma, people should not say, Shcheir Shachatu. If people see you walking with the black one, they'll make a mistake and say, that's the one you're using for the paraduma. And they'll think you're allowed to use a black para for the paraduma. And the same thing, Vloya Duma, you can't even take another paraduma to walk with the first one. Shalai Yerma, people should not say, Shtaim Shachatu. That is Shechatu. And that's also possible. The Torah says, V'shachat oiso, v'darshin v'loy oiso, v'loy echel v'loy chaverto. So you can't take two either out at the same time. So it'll be a problem how you get it to move. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, loy mishum zeh, that's not the reason why. Ela mishum shenem, the Pasuk says, v'hoitzi oiso, is marsh melevado. You have to take it out by itself. It's hard to do, but you have to get it to move by itself. Now, v'ziknei Yisrael, v'yem makdimim burak leim lahar mishcha. The Zikna Yisrael, they used to walk before, not over the bridge, march on their feet, they would walk to the Har HaMishcha. There's Mishum Chibuv HaMitzvah, they did not ride there, but they would walk there with their feet. Now, Ubeis HaTfilo HaYisham, there's a Beis HaTfilo Mikvah there by the Har HaZesim, that the Koyin would have to be tabled there. Umetamim Hoyu Es HaKoyin HaSarif HaSaporah. Now, over there by the Har HaMishcha, they were metam of the Koyin that plans to burn the Porah. As the made a sheretz touch him. And what's the reason why? If they had to duke him, to let the tzedukim know that they were wrong. They should not say, like their shita was, they held that if a kohen became tummy that day, even though he goes to the mikvah, he's called the tful yom, and he's not tar enough to bring the paraduma until the evening. So the kids of the tzedukim used to hold that tful yom cannot burn the paraduma. And we hold the lochra is not like that, that even though the kohen's a tful yom, even though he touched the sheretz that day, as long as he went to the mikvah, he's allowed to burn the paraduma. So we wanted to prove to the tzedukim that they were wrong, so we were makbid bedavka to make the kohen tamei, and then he would go to the mikvah there by the Har HaZesim, and then he would burn the paraduma. And because of this, since we were making on this little point, that's why we find so many other chumras in the halacha of paraduma, then we want to be very careful to make sure everything else was done with the tachlis of Taira. Now, Mishnah Ches. The Ziknei Yisrael, they would put their hands on top of him, on top of the Kohen that was going to burn the Paraduma. And they would say to him, Ishi Kohen Godol, like my master the Kohen Godol. Tov alachas, go be toivu one time now. Now, even though you don't have to have the Kohen Godol to burn the Paraduma, the Mishnah just says the Kohen Godol, because Rov Palim, they use the Kohen Godol to burn it. But really, it was kosher even with a regular kohen hedyot. So they would say, "Ishi kohen gadol, tefil achas go be toivu once." So Yorad v'tovul, he went down and he went to the mikvah. The oil he came up, the nistapik, he dried himself. The yetzim hoyu misadorim shom. They had wood prepared there. Now, what type of wood did they use? They used atzei arozim from cedar wood, v'yaronim uvroishim v'yatzei seno, wood from fig trees, chalaka, smoothed. Now, v'yoysin oiso k'min migdol, they would put these woods together and build it up like a tower. U'mefatchin b'chalonis, they would make sure they were like open sides, like windows on the side of it, in order that the air could come in and make the fire burn well. V'chazisa marova. Means like the face of the marocha, the tzad that you would see them burning the fire, that was marova. That was the west side, which was keneged the mikdash. Now Mishneh tes. Ke fosuha b'chevel shomogun. They were like bound it up, tie up the poraduma with the rope of mogug. That's like a grass type of a string made out of grass. Unesnuhu agabi marocha. And they would put the paraduma on top of this fire, on top of the wood. Roisha bedorim, the head of the paraduma was towards the south. Ufoneo, but its face, Lamarav, was facing the west side. Now Hakoyin Amid Bemizrach, the Kohen was standing on the east side. Upon of Lamarav, his face was also facing towards the Marav, towards the Migdash. Shachat Yeminai, he would shecht it with his right hand. They kibble this smoiler, and we make a Kabbalah Saddam, the same Kayin, we make the Kabbalah with his left hand. Now here it's Mashmo, Shachad goes on the Kayin, feel the Gemara in Yumet Samachlokis, whether you have to have a Kayin to shech the Paraduma, or whether even a Zar is kosher for the Shechit of a Paraduma. A Kopan, whoever did the Shechit near it says, Shachad, the meaning of the Shechit with his right hand, they kibble the smoiler, and then he receives the Dam with his left hand. Rabbi Yudu Aymeno, be a mean hoye Makabal. Even though he had to do the shechita with his right hand, right after the shechita, he would put down the knife and be mekabel the dam in his right hand. V'noisim l'smoiloi. Then, from his right hand, he would pour the dam into his left hand. Umaz, and then he would sprinkle b'yamina with his right hand. He would sprinkle the dam, like we'll soon see, towards the mikdash. Now, Toval used to dip his finger into the dam from his left, that was in his left hand. V'hizan, he would sprinkle sheva pom 7 times k'neged beis kodesh hakodashim. Keneged like the marav towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, I call Hazoy, and every time he sprinkled tefillah, he had to dip his finger in. In other words, he dipped his finger in once, and he sprinkled, and he had to wipe off the dam, and then dip his finger in a second time and sprinkle a second time. Goma Mela Hazoy, when he finished sprinkling all 7 times, now Kinach Es Yodai Begufa Shapara, he would wipe off the rest of the blood on the paradum itself. Today, when they burn it, they would burn the blood with it also. Now, where exactly did he wipe off his hands in between each hazor? That's a machlokes. Some say also on the paradum, and some say no, on the mizrach, on the cup, he wiped off his hands. Now, yorad v'hitzis eseish. Now the kohen went down to light up the fire. By alisois, with the chips of wood, small piece of wood. Rabbi Kiva Makiva says no, b'charius. They would use like a lulav, the branch of a palm tree. They would use that to start the fire. They would put that on fire and then put that around the wood to make the wood burn. Mishneh Yud. Nifko, that the paraduma, like it burst open from the fire, it used to burst open. So Nifko, the omad chutz migito. Now the kohen that was working there stood outside the gita. The gita, that's the pit like where they burnt the paraduma. So he stood outside it. Not al Eitzeres, he took an Eitzeres cedar wood, the Eizev Nohaisap, so Shni Salas, and this wool that was dyed red, Omelahen, and he said like this, that the Kohen would ask the people standing by him, Eitzeres, like, are you masking, is this a cedar wood? Eitzeres, we say it twice. Eizev, is this Haisap? Eizev, is this the good Haisap? Shni Salas, Shni Salas, Shalash Ponim, they would say it 3 times, like called Dover V'Dover. Like the Kohen would ask the people around him, is this good? Is this the right Siddur? Is this the right Ezov? Is this the right Shnislas? And he'd say each one 3 times. Vein, I mean, the people around him would say, Hein, Vehein, Shalash Pamim. They would say back 3 times, yes, yes, yes. I'll call Dover Vador, everything he asked, they would say back 3 times, yes, yes. Now, Mishneh Yud, Yud Aleph. Korchon Vishiori Haloshin. Now he wrapped around the Eitz Eres and the Ezov Nishlisalas. He wrapped it around the Shiori Haloshin with the leftover wool from the Shnisalas. From the strip of the wool, he wrapped it around. And he threw this bundle into the fire, into the burning paraduma. Now Nisrefo, after it was all burnt up, Nisrefo, after the pora was burnt up, now just like hit the pora and all the wood around it with beams. In other words, to make sure everything was burnt up well, they would beat it with rods. And then the Koivinoisa Bichvaras, they would sift out all the ashes with a sifter to get the fine ashes. Rabbi Shmuel says, "B'makovois shaleven, or v'michvarois shaleven oisanasis." Shmuel says it was done. They used to do this with a stone hammer and with a sieve of stone also to make sure they used kelim that was namakam b'tuma. That's what used to bang up the wood and the paro and to sift off the ashes. Now shachor sheish b'yefer. If you have anything black there with ashes, so anything black with ashes there, they would still like beat it up to make it fine. Vishain boy, let's say there was not, but if there's no ashes on it, then manichnoisa, they would leave it alone. For etzim, what would they do with the bones? For etzim, so benkach with benkach choyonichtosh, a bone. The kotash, they ground it up to make it fine. The cholkin, now oisa l'shlosh chlokim. After they got these ashes, they would divide it up into three parts. Echa nitin b'chayil, one was put on the chayil. V'yecha nitin bar mishcha, one was kept on the har mishcha d'arzaisim. V'yecha d'oyim eschalik, l'chol ha-mishmoros. And one was divided out for all the mishmoros, for all the kahanim to use. So kids, what the Mishnah said before was, that if they found a piece that has no ashes, meaning it wasn't burnt well, they would just leave it. Now the bones, whether it was burnt well or not, they would grind it up, make it down into fine. Then they divide up the ashes into three parts. Now b'chayil, that's the part that they used to save l'mishmeres. The apostle says, v'hoysu le'adas p'nei yisrael l'mishmeres. He used to put away one to save. And from that, through a mazan, the current that was served the parah, that we had before, they used to take from all the paradumas. I took it from that part. Then they put one in the Har Mishcha, and that the Kohen, the Kohanim in the Mikdash used to use that one. And the third one was used for the give out to the Mishmaris that the Kohanim used to sprinkle on the Bnei Yisrael when they wanted to become Tor from Tumas Meis. Now, Perek Revi. Poris Chatis Sheshoch Teshlal Lishmo. Whether the Kohen or the Zara, they made the Chit on the Paraduma, if he Shech Teshlal Lishmo, Lishem another Korbin. Or else kibbel v'hizah shlo lishmo, he's mekabel the dam, or he sprinkled the dam, shlo lishmo, or else oil lishmo, v'shlo lishmo, he had a mind to do with the shame paraduma, but also l'shem another korban, l'shem korban oilo, oi shlo lishmo, first he had a mind l'shem korban oilo, and then v'lishmo l'shem paraduma, psula. Kitsa, there's a psul in the paraduma, if you do it l'shem shlo lishmo, because the Torah calls a paraduma chatis, has the same halacha like a chatis, just like the first Mishnah in Zvachan says, by a korban chatis shlo lishmo makes a psul, you can't use the korban at all, and also the paradum is psula. Rebbe Lezer Machab, Lezer holds, no, it's not a real chatis. You don't bring it inside the Beis HaMikdash, therefore shlo lishmo does not pass for the paraduma. What's going to be v'shaloi rocha jadayim v'raglayim psula? Let's say the kohen did not first wash his hands and feet, the kohen that makes the kabbalah dam or the zrika. If he did not first wash his hands and feet, it's like a regular korban that they avoid is psula. Again, we have Lezer Machshav, Lezer Olds, no, the Paraduma is not like a regular Korban. It's not brought in the base of Midish. You don't have the psul of Radayim Vraglayim. What's going to be Vishlev Kohen Godol? Let's say it was not done with the Kohen Godol. If the Paraduma was not done with the Kohen Godol, psula, Tanakam holds, the Paraduma has to be done only with the Kohen Godol. However, Rabbi Yehuda Machshav, Rabbi Yehuda Olds, no, that a Kohen Hedid is also kosher for burning, taking care of the Paraduma. Of a mechusa begodim psula, let's say a kohen that was doing it was not wearing his begodim, or else of a chli lov, and yeah, it's thought that everybody agrees is psula, that a kohen has to be wearing his begodim as big the kohen when he's wearing it. And now, which type of begodim did he wear? Of a chli lov and hoisanasis, with his white clothing, the one he used to use on Yom Kippur, with the white clothing, he would do it. And even if a kohen godol would do it also, he would not wear his regular 8 begodim of the kohen godol. Or do with the Arab or Big Day Lovin of a Kohen Hedyot. That's the one that he would use. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Sarfa Chutz Megita. Let's say you burnt the Paraduma outside its place that was fit, its pit, is a special gita, a special like pit where it's made to burn it. If you burn it outside that place, or else I bishtei gitas, you burned it in two. A gitas means half of the parah you burnt in one pit, half another pit. Or shesar shtayim begasacha, so you burn two parah dumas in the same pit. Sula, it's possible, because it says sarfa. Because it says the pasuk, the sreif has to be noichach oyel moyed, just like it says v'hiza noichach oyel moyed midamam v'sarf es haparam. So the sreif has to be just like the azor opposite the heichal, and therefore it's not possible to have two places like that are opposite the azara. That's why chutz megit is pasul, and the word in b'shtei git is also the pasuk. It says mashma. The sarf has support of the Vidashim Sreifach has Fulishdayim. So Vidashim Sukkim for this. Then the Mishnah says, Hizo, let's say the Kohen was Maza, he took the dam of the Pur and started to sprinkle it, but Vulechivin Knegre Pesach, he didn't have in mind that the dam should go towards the Azor, towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Psula, it's also possible. Because that's the place where you have to sprinkle it. The Pesach says, Vihizo El Noichach. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be Hizo Mishishis Shvius? Now, it's like we had before, that every Hazor he has to dip his finger again into the dam and make a new sprinkle. Let's say here he dipped his finger in the sixth time, and he sprinkled once and twice for the sixth and seventh time. And then the Chiddush is Chozav Hizo Shvius, even though then after he finished those two, he dipped his finger in again and made another Hazor L'Shem the seventh one. Sula, since Lamais at the time when he made the sprinkling of the seventh time, it was a continuation of the sixth one, so therefore it's Sula. What's going to be Mishvius Shminis? The Chaz of Yehiza Shminis is Kshera. Let's say though, the first seven times he dipped his hand in each time to make the sprinkling. Just with the seventh one, he sprinkled once and then he sprinkled an eighth time. So there it doesn't become possible, because Lamais it's Kosher already, since you did seven good Hazois. The Pora is Ksheva. Mishneh Gimel. Let's say Srof or Shlob Yetzim. Let's say you burnt the Pora Duma, but not with Yetzim, not with wood. Or Bechol Yetzim, or else any other type of wood, but not the type of wood that we had before. Afilu Bekasha, because you only use straw to burn it with, still Ksheva. But Maisa, the Torah doesn't say clearly to burn it with wood. The Torah just says Vesorah. So as long as you burnt it in fire, it's Ksheva. Because lechatchil you're supposed to use that type of wood you had before, that makes a choshava a sreifa. Hivshita v'nitcha ksheira. Let's say you skinned the animal. After the shchita, you first skinned the animal, and then you cut it up into pieces, and then you burnt it. Still is ksheira. Even though lechatchila you're supposed to burn it when it's shleima, when it's complete, but it doesn't pass lit if you cut it up first. What's going to be shochato amanas lecha mifsaro? Let's say b'shach shchiti had in mind teat from the meat of the paraduma, or else v'lishtois midama, you had in mind to drink from its blood. Now both the meat and the blood is not meant to be eaten from. It's not called nachilas adam. Therefore ksheira. Therefore this machshava is not paslit, since these are not things that are nechal. Reb Lezer Oimer ain machshava paselis b'par. He says anyway that even if you would have thought to make the azoyis hadam tomorrow, still, there's no psul pigol on the paraduma. Rav Lezer holds that since it's not an avodah being done in the Beis Hamikdash, it doesn't have a look like shar kochin. There would not be a psul of machshava. Mishneh Dalet. Kol ha'asukim b'paro, whoever was working with the paraduma metchilu v'yatzoi from the beginning of the shchita until the end of the collecting of the ashes, talocheris mitamin begodim. The person, not only does he become tamei, but even the clothing that he's wearing also becomes tamei. And you could pass to the paraduma if you do other malacha, b'shas you are working with the paraduma. If you do anything else, b'shas you're working with the para, you also make a psul. Like the pasuk says, v'shochat oisa, so v'dashin, or else v'sorf as a para, teach us that only do this avoid and no other type of malacha, when you are being working with the paraduma. That's called the poisla moisa bimlocha. Erebob Subishitos, let's say the Kayin or the even the Zala Waman Yama, let's say you make a shchita on the paradumna, and the psul, something happens to the shchita, it's not a good shchita. In other words, let's say you did a malacha b'shas the shchita while you're shechting the parah with your right hand, with your left hand you were writing, or with your left hand you were digging, you're doing a malacha. So that passes the shchita, you pass the paradumna. So then the halacha is ainu matama begodim. This parah does not give off any tumah. Since it never had a shas akosher, so the tumah doesn't have tumah. What's going to be irubo b'yaziyosoi? But let's say at the beginning the shchita was a kosher shchita. Just later b'shas da'zoyis hadam, then you do other malacha that passes the parah. So then the halacha is kol oisik bo lefnei psul, whoever was oisik, whoever made the shchita and was oisik in the parah duma before it became psula, so it had a shame parah b'shas shchita. Therefore mitama begodim. That person became tamei, and even his clothing is tamei. But the achab psul, let's say after the person did the malacha, while you're making the azoyas adam with one hand, you're also doing malacha with another hand. So from now on, the par is psula. So whoever works at the par from now on is ainu matama begodim. Since it became psula, it has no more tumah, you do not become tamei. Nimtza comes out that chumra kula, like the more chama the par, the more psul it has, right away at the beginning, it's a more kal that no tumah comes out of it. Now, li'oilam mo'ilam boy, shinodo by regular paraduma, there is a nisimila. If you have hanor from a shava fruit is worth, whether before you burnt the paraduma, or even after you burn the paraduma, up until it becomes afer, it's yechai of a korban mila. That's called li'oilam mo'ilam boy. But once it becomes afer, comes ashes, then there's no nisimila. Now, Omar Bimlo Eitzim, is supposed to add, you're allowed to put as much wood as you want into the fire. Omar Seho Bayim of a Kain, he's supposed to do these actions of the Paraduma B'yoim, and not Balayla. Just Chutz Mi'asifa Safara, by gathering together the yeshiv, that's muti to do even at night time. And Uadin the Milui, the Milu Hamayim is also muti to do Balayla. But otherwise, the other avoiders have to be done. For myself, but Yom Uvakoyin, when all the Meister Porah should be done by Akoyin, means B'Shaw Mishnos, B'Shaw Shchito, Ad Shetiyosu Eifer. But the Asifa Sefer gathering together of the ashes, Rosh Milu Hamayim fetching the water, via Kiddush, Rosh pouring the water or pouring the ashes into the water, Kulam Ksher Bazar, that's Kasher with Hazar. And even an Isha is also Ksher. Now again, after our Mishnah's Mashm, even the Shchita should be done with the kayin, that's like a machlokes in the Gemara. One man the Yama says no, that the shchitas paradum is kosher bizar, and one man the Yama says no, it's padavka with the kayin. That's our mishnu v'kayin. Now hamalacha paiselis bo, like we had before, if you're working with the paraduma and you do other malacha, you pass all the paraduma, achet to your sefer, until the paraduma becomes mamish ashes. Once it becomes ashes, then even though you do malacha, you do not pass all the para. Meaning that when you're working, either fetching the water from the meshluach, or else carrying the water, or else pouring the water into the klicheres, where you make a kiddush with the afer, anytime you're working with the water that you plan to put the afer, that this water cannot be used anymore for the kiddush of the mechates or the afer, the paraduma. So it says, v'hamaloch paselas b'mayim, ad shiatilu es afer. Until after you put the ashes into the water. Like one, that's the last step. Once you put the ashes into the water, then it would not pass the malacha. That's called already you made a kiddush. And once you mekadish the water, then if you do malacha with the water or do other malacha later, you would not pass it anymore. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.